Take your Bibles, if you will, and open to the book of Acts, chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. We're going to start in verse number 1, if you will, if you stand with me in honor of God's word as we read. Starting in verse 1, the Bible says, "And when they were escaping, when they knew that that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire, and received us everyone because of the present rain, and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered him not to live.' He shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for tonight. Father, we pray that you would open our hearts, open our spirits, open our ears, Father, to you this tonight. And Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would help us to realize, Father, that there was a devil out there, Father, who wants to destroy us. And Father, there is a devil out there who wants to close churches, Father, and to ruin lives and testimonies, Father. And we pray, Father, tonight this would be an encouragement, Lord, to open our eyes. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We see in our text that Paul ended up on the island of Melita on his way to Rome. There was a great storm, and the ship went off course and crash landed on this island. And there Paul came across what the Bible calls a barbarous people, showed us no little kindness. And with this story here, there's no doubt that there is a devil that would like nothing more to see ministries destroyed. He wants to see the independent Baptist churches close its doors. He doesn't want to see independent Baptist churches on the reservation. He doesn't want independent Baptist churches here in your neighborhoods. He doesn't want independent Baptist churches here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He doesn't want them in this nation. He doesn't want them in this world. Why? Because they preach the truth. He wants to close their doors. To see pastors and laymen and church members fall by the wayside. Why? Because they were bitten by the snake. We see in our text that Paul the Apostle was one of the greatest missionaries that ever lived, one of the greatest missionaries that ever walked this earth next to Jesus Christ. You know, Paul preached hard against traditions. Paul preached hard, and people were not too happy about that. They weren't too happy about his sermons. They weren't too happy about the way he preached and how he proclaimed the gospel. He was not ashamed of the gospel. He wasn't afraid of who he was. He wasn't afraid of what he believed. He spoke boldly for Jesus Christ. He stood tall for Jesus Christ. And that's what we ought to do in this day and age, is to stand for Jesus Christ. We ought to stand boldly for the Word of God. We ought to stand for standards. We ought to make sure that our kids grow up with knowing Jesus Christ. They ought to grow up knowing how to serve. They ought to grow up knowing how to serve God and how to work and how to get their hands dirty and how to stand boldly, because there is a devil out there who wants nothing more but to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your testimony. And more in this day and age, you see that all over in this society now, that our generation is going away from all that they've been taught. There's no respect anymore. There's no morals anymore. There's no character anymore. There's none of that anymore. Why? Because this generation, this society has been bitten by this viper. Notice here in verse 3, the Bible says, "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, they came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hands." Paul was busy working, doing the business of God. He was working. He was trying to keep people warm. He was trying to get a fire going. He's trying to get a place where the prisoners, where they would get close, where they would see light, where they would be warm. And he tried to help. And while he was doing that, Paul was bitten by a viper, the Bible says. It says it was a venomous beast. Now, you know, and you both know, you and I, that we know that a viper is very, very poison. It's very poisonous. And once a viper would bit somebody, that poison would run through their bloodstream. It would start affecting the way they operate. It would affect things that they can't do to things that it used to, because their body, their bloodstream, their cells would be poisoned. As we want to notice in verse 4, that bite was sudden. It was sudden. You know, the devil's really sneaky. He likes to play camouflage. He likes to go. He doesn't go fight. He doesn't go face to face. He goes around. He looks for little cracks in our lives. He looks for little holes in our lives where he would be sneak in and he would bite. And we ought to be careful as Christians. And we ought to be careful in our marriages. And we ought to be careful in our churches. And I see there's a lot of young people, and I see there are graduates here. And this is a message for each and every one of us. And first I want to say that bite was venomous. That bite was poisonous. And that poison was painful. And it is dangerous. And here are some ways that poison can affect you. Here are some ways that this poison can affect you. And I remember I was watching a documentary about snakes in Africa, and there was a poisonous snake. It was one of the world's most dangerous snakes in the world, and a guy was out there. He had a stick, and he was doing some kind of excavation or something. He was doing something, but that snake bit him on his hand, and he parked about, I think it was about 2 miles from where he was, and it was hot, and that snake bit him, and he knew it was a poisonous snake. He knew what snake it was, and it bit him on his hand. And he knew that he didn't have much time. And the nearest hospital was miles away. And the first thing he thought about was getting to his truck, because that poison would start running through his bloodstream. And the first thing he started doing, he tore his shirt off, and he tore a tourniquet. And he started running. And he started running. He started running. And he was so worried of what was going to happen to him, because that poison started to take effect. And it bit him on his arm. That poison started running through his hand. It started running through his hand. And pretty soon that poison started affecting his mind. He wasn't thinking right. He wasn't thinking like he was 10 minutes ago. It started affecting his mind. And he was running. Just as we run through life, just as we're busy serving God, just as we are doing things, and we get so busy that we forget about the devil sometimes. We forget that he's alive. We forget that he's out to destroy us. We forget that he's out here who wants to ruin us. We forget about that, and we get busy, and we get bit by the snake. You know, notice in the Bible, what did Paul do? He said he shook that beast off. He shook it off. Because Paul knew that if that venom got in his bloodstream, he would be in big trouble. He would be in big trouble. And this guy on the documentary, he started running. He started running. Pretty soon, he started running. He was running as fast as he could. But pretty soon, he started slowing down. He started slowing down because that poison started to affect his mind. In Romans 8:7, the Bible says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject for the law of God, neither indeed can be. If we take our minds off of what God has called us to do, not staying by the stuff, not being faithful, not coming to church, or not reading our Bibles, or not knocking doors, not giving, not doing the things that God would have us to do, we get so busy. Why? Because we allow that venom, we allow that viper to fasten on our hand. I just want to show you an illustration of that snake. The Bible says it bit him on his hand. Bit him on his hand. What Paul did was, it got on his hand, and real quick he shook it off. He shook it off. But yet a lot of us, we leave that snake in our hand. We're not shaking off like we should. We try to make deals with the devil. We try to communicate. We try to say, hey, what is that on my hand? You know, you're walking around. Hey, how you doing? No one's looking at you. They're looking at the snake. Pretty soon it becomes a distraction. Say, hey, why is everyone looking at me funny? When there's a snake hanging on your hand, it becomes a distraction. Maybe you're trying to do something. Maybe you're trying to pray. You're down at the altar. Maybe you're trying to do something, but this isn't the way. You're not shaking it off. And what God wants you to do is shake it off. Because it becomes a distraction. Because when you have this on your hand, you don't think the way you're supposed to. You start looking at things the way you want to look at, the way I want to look at. Your mind is not set right. You're not thinking like you're supposed to. Things get a little bit fuzzy. Your eyesight starts to get a little bit fuzzy. You're not seeing the things the way God sees them. You start seeing the way you see them. The Bible does say that when there is no vision, what? The people perish. Because we allow that poison to affect our body. We're not shaking it off. We keep that snake in your life, in our life. Not only does it affect your mind, but that poison will affect your heart. It will not only affect your sight, seeing the need, seeing lost people in need of a Savior, seeing things that don't bother you no more when someone who is puking, someone who is drunk, someone who's losing their family, someone who is vomiting on themselves, someone who is just got out of jail, someone who's starving, someone, and you look at them, it doesn't even faze you no more. Why? Because that poison has affected you. You're not looking at that person. You're like, ew, gross, get away from me. You don't look at him as, hey, as a Savior, need a soul in need of a Savior. See, that was my life at one time. That was my life at one time. I let that poison affect me. I didn't care what everybody thought. I didn't care what my wife thought. I didn't care what my family thought. All I thought about was me. All I thought about was my agenda. All I thought about what I wanted to do. All I thought about was my dream. This was my money. This was my life. Can I tell you, young kids, it is not your life. It belongs to God. Don't let the society, don't let the world poison your mind. Because what's out there is nothing but vanity. Hey, I'm not saying don't go to school. I'm all for education. I'm all for that. But what I'm saying is you give your life to God. You give your first fruits to God. Give your life to God. Don't let that poison affect you. Pretty soon you're not going to be thinking like you should be thinking. Pretty soon you're going to see, I don't need church no more. No, I don't need that Bible no more. No, I don't need to be faithful. No, I don't need that pastor to tell me what to do. No, I don't need to be cleaning the church. I mean, this is my money. Why do I need to give the missions? Why do I have to give my offering to them? Why? Because I pay. I work for this. I work for that. This doesn't belong to them. We start looking at things that way. Not only does it affect our sight, it starts affecting our mind. It starts affecting our heart. We don't have that love no more. Remember that time when you first got saved? Remember how it felt when you first got saved and you said, man, I love being saved. Man, I remember what I used to be. I remember what I used to do. I remember how I used to talk. I remember the music I used to listen to. I remember all those bars I used to go to. I remember I used to cuss, but I don't do that no more. Why? Because I was saved. We forget about that. We forget about what He's done for us. We forget about His blood. We forget about His forgiveness. We forget about His mercy. We forget about that. Everything that He's given us, all the blessings that He's given us, it doesn't affect us anymore. It don't affect to see someone who's lost. It don't affect you to see your wife or your husband lost. It don't affect you when your kids are lost. It don't affect you when your neighbors are lost. It doesn't affect you when your church is going down. It doesn't affect you when no one goes to soul winning no more. It doesn't affect you. Why? Because it came to your heart. Can I just encourage you not to shake that viper off? We don't need that in this nowadays. We don't need that no more. There's already enough churches closing their doors. There's already enough people going to hell. We don't need no more people going to hell. We need to shake it off, start getting things right. We need to start seeing things the way God sees them. We need to get back in this book. We need to get back on our knees. We need to humble ourselves, preacher. Why? Because this morning, I thought about it all afternoon. I thought about my life. He says, won't you give your testimony tonight? I thought about it. I remember. I used to think I was this big. I used to think I was a big shot. I used to think, I have all my friends. Oh, I have this. Oh, I have that. But this morning was a reminder how small I am. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. You're nothing. Who do you think we are trying to put our fists against God? Shake it off. Get that snake out of your life. Yank it out of your heart. Yank it out. Don't let that poison affect your heart. Paul didn't allow him to affect that poison to affect him. He shook it off quickly, the Bible says, because his testimony meant something to him. His God meant something to him. Because if he allowed that poison to affect him, then there would be no churches. Then there would have been no greatest missionary. There would have been none of that. But yet Paul knew what he had to do. That snake bit him, and he got rid of it. Because his God meant more to him than anything else. Because people were watching him. As you read down in the Bible, those barbarous people were watching him and said, this guy is definitely going to die. You know, he got lucky not dying in the sea, but he's going to die now. Watch him. Can I tell you, your family, your neighbors, your co-workers, your friends are watching you. They're going to see how you react when tough times come. They're going to see how you react when you get bitten by the snake, and you will get bitten, my friend. How will you react to that? You're going to shake it off because your testimony means something, so that people may look at you, and not because of who you are, but because of who he is. They're going to say, yeah, that Christian, he's real. He's real. That family is real. I had the privilege of spending time with the pastor and his family. Can I tell you this? That's real. And those are not just empty words. And I told him that over lunch, how I felt about him. And those are not empty words. That's real. That's what I'm talking about. And there's no one in this room that can say, I don't have this. Well, I don't have that. No, God is able. God is able to use every one of you. Every one of you can be effective for the Lord. Maybe someone here tonight has been bitten by the snake and it's affecting them. It's affecting your heart. You're saying, I don't need church no more. I don't need the Bible no more. I don't need to be faithful no more. I got my own thing going. You got to get rid of that snake. You got to get rid of that viper because it's poisoning you. It poisoned you, it's going to poison your family. Poison your family is going to poison your kids and poison your marriage. It's going to be academic. But if you shake it off, you allow God to heal you. You allow God to come into your life because people's lives are at stake. You read later on in the story, let's read it. In Acts chapter 28, then I'm done. In verse 5, and he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Verse 6, how about they looked when they should have swollen or fallen dead suddenly? But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds. And they said he was a god, so they thought he was a god. In the same quarters there were possessions of a chief man in the island whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of fever in the bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in, prayed, laid his hands on him, and he healed him. And so when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came, and they were healed. So Paul shook off that beast, and later, because of that testimony, that chief was able to get saved. He was healed. And they saw that, and that went down to the whole village, and they were healed. Why? Because Paul shook off that snake. He didn't allow that viper to poison his life. Can I tell you, church, it's time to get that snake out of your life. It's time to get that poison out of your life. Start looking at things the way God sees them. Start looking at things. Start doing things the way God. Start doing things for God. Live for God. Do things for God. Don't let that viper, don't let that doubt, don't let that those things hinder you from serving God, because lives are at stake. Your neighbors, your friends, your family, your marriages, your children are all at stake. And it's up to you, it's up to me to shake off that beast, to shake off that poison, so that people may be saved, so that people may come to know the Lord as their Savior, so lives can be changed, so marriages can be mended, so children can come up, your children can come up to know Christ. They can follow Him, they can love Him, they can serve Him. But when we don't shake off that beast, the devil wins. You allow the devil in your life, he's going to destroy you. Hey, young kids, the devil ain't your friend. He hates you. He's your enemy. Why are we running around with him? Why are we allowing him to affect our heart? Looking at those drunkards up there, I was one of them. I was one of them. But yet I got saved. Why? Because my wife, she shook off that beast. She could easily say, no, I know I'm done with this guy. She could have said, I'm done with him, that dirty drunk. Get out of my house. I don't need you, hey, Mariah, your father's dead. He don't love you. She could have easily said that. But she shook off that beast. She shook it off. She said, come here. Because of her testimony, I was able to get saved. Because by her word, by her boldness, by her sticking by her, speaking by the stuff, I was able to get saved. She's the one who led me. What about you, friend? How many of your friends are lost? How many of your families are lost? What are you going to do about it? I tell you, shake it off. Shake it off. They need you. Your neighbors need you. Your family needs you. Shake it off.